KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixings. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. program, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Mm-hmm. How far away from the wall are the downspouts extended?
Well, there's actually one at the corner of the screened-in porch, but there's no water at that corner. The water is mainly in the middle of the porch itself.
Well, see, here's the thing about water. It's not always logical. You can have a malfunctioning downspout or wall that's piling towards one corner and then have it show up 10 feet away, 20 feet away. I've seen that happen on a frighteningly regular basis because that's the way the water behaves. I would tell you this, make sure the downspouts are at least 6 feet from the house. Don't let them come out 1 or 2 feet like most of them do. Get that water well away. Even if you have to just throw some extensions, some leader extensions on those spouts for a few weeks to see if it has an effect. Just get that water away from those corners. And regrade it so it slopes away, and then let's see what happens.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tom. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, adding a new, well-designed and organized laundry room is a very popular project these days that can make laundry a lot easier and less stressful to do.
That's right, but because the laundry room remodels involve plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry, it's a job that maybe might be left best to a pro. So we're going to share some tips on how to tackle that job the right way in just a bit.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Need some help turning your home improvement dreams into reality? Well, whether you are redesigning your space, repairing a leak, or adding value to your home, the Money Pit Podcast has the answers you need. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. June in Alaska's on the line with a question about tiles cracking on the floor. How can we help you today?
I was listening to your wonderful program, and when you got to the part about the in-floor heat, the we have a lot of that here in our area, the in-floor heating,
yes.
And I love it. However, our home is only 10 years old. It's you know, it's fairly new, but I've noticed my bathroom floors, they have ceramic tile.
Okay.
And we have some hairline cracks in them.
Mm, yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to replace them. But when I do that, I want to know how to have the people do it properly.
Right.
So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so I think you may have heard us talking to the representative from Schluter Systems. You're referring to the remote show that I did up in Newton, Massachusetts with all of the guys at This Old House. And we were talking about one of the products they put in, which is a product called Ditra. And Ditra is a membrane that goes under tile, and it does just that. It prevents cracking. But now they have Ditra where they've combined it with a heating system. So you can have an electric floor underneath your tile, and you know that the tile is going to be both warm and it will not crack. So it's a really cool product, very effective, and I really hate to get the calls from folks that are asking me how to stop the floors from cracking because there's no easy answer. It's happening because the floor wasn't put down correctly to begin with. But now you can put down this Ditra product with the heating system built in. There's a Wi-Fi thermostat that's available for it, and you've got all the parts in one place. So I would definitely encourage you to look into that when you're ready to do the floor. Just look for those Schluter Systems, their website, and it's pretty obvious. It's called Ditra Heat. They've been making products for pros that install tile for a long, long time, and that's why the guys at this old house use them for so many of those critical bathroom projects there. All right, Jen, good luck with that project.
Love your program.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, heading over to North Carolina, where John's got a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Hey, so this is just a follow-up question to what I had for y'all before. I called in about spray-in foam, and Bill said that, you know, for your house, 1896 home or something, older home,
you've got spray foam. Yeah, good memory. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for that house, you said you had the spray. What I was just wondering was, I talked a little bit more to the person that wants to do the work on my house, and they said there was two different types of closed cell and open cell, and I just didn't know. I was wondering if you knew what was in your house, if it was open or closed cell, and if there was one that was better than the other. I guess that was pretty much my main question.
Well, closed cell spray foam can be applied at a lower temperature, as low as, I think, about 5 degrees. It's also a stronger foam. So sometimes if you're concerned about shift in a wall, what's called a racking strength, you use a closed cell. It's also got a higher R value per inch, so it's a little more energy efficient. And it's resistant to vapor transfer, so it has a lower vapor permanence, it's called. It also can reject any water, like in leaks. It's not really damaged by that. Open cell spray foam is at a significantly lower cost than closed cell, and you can get a greater R value if you're not restricted by space. In other words, if you got room for the stuff to expand. But it's a little more of a hydrophobic material, and it's going to also be a good air barrier and an insulating material as well. So those are kind of the differences. It really depends on what you're trying to achieve. I think in my home, I have both. I have closed cell down in the crawl space where there's more potential moisture, and open cell up in the attic space.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I really appreciate you all letting me call in again to ask a follow-up question. I love your program. So thank you so much for calling me, guys.
All right. Take care. Good luck with that project.
Well, adding a new, well-designed and organized laundry room to your home is a very popular project that can make laundry a lot easier and less stressful to do.
Yes, but while a laundry room makeover may be a small space remodeling project, it requires smart planning to get it done, and the help of some skilled pros to handle the plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry you're not tackling yourself.
Yeah, the first thing, though, you have to think about is location. You can build a laundry room into something as small as a closet or as large as a utility room, a spare bedroom, or the basement. But you have to think through the location possibilities, so consider things like the distance between the laundry area and the bedrooms. I mean, this is really where the laundry piles up. So the greater the distance, the farther you have to travel back and forth to get that laundry done, the more of a pain in the butt it is. Get it? Now, the distance to the utilities. Does the laundry area already have access to plumbing and electrical connections? If not, how far do they need to be run? Is there a way to run an exhaust for that dryer vent? And for gas dryers, what about a gas line? Utility connections can be costly to run, so picking that spot that's got easy access can definitely impact those costs.
You know, there's a generational thing here that talks about laundry room access, because a lot of homes, say homes that were built like maybe the 50s and 60s, they always had those laundry rooms in the basement, right, or the first floor somewhere, like sort of an outside room almost. And that was typical, but that meant you had to carry all the laundry up and down the stairs every single time. I mean, my house, our washer and dryer were on an area that used to be a porch that was sort of converted to living space, but it was like off the kitchen, and it was about the farthest from the bedrooms as you could possibly get. And so one of the first remodeling projects I did was move it all upstairs. And now we have to walk about 3 feet to get to the laundry room, you know, and throw in a shirt into the hamper or something that needs to be done. So it's a lot easier when you can keep those distances between where you generate the laundry and where you clean the laundry as short as possible. You also want to think about having enough space for folding, storing, and even ironing laundry, and also storage space for supplies, detergent, bleach, dryer sheets, stain removers, and other types of laundry supplies. So bottom line, you really need to think through the options and make some smart choices when you're planning a laundry room project, and that's going to help to bring the project in on time and on budget and set you up with a space that can serve your family very well for many years to come.
All right, calling in from Michigan, we've got Sharon on the line. How can we help you today?
We had a new fireplace, gas fireplace, put in last July. And almost constantly since we've had it put in, we hear a whistling, howling noise behind the glass, behind the fireplace. We've called the installers, and they had a wind guard made and came out just a few months ago and put it up by the new cap, and the noise is still there. And we, you know, I hear it almost every single day.
Yeah. Hey, is this gas fireplace, this is completely brand new, or this was like a masonry fireplace that was converted to gas?
No, the fireplace and all the venting is brand new. When we had the house built 12 years ago, that fireplace went out about a year or so ago, and we couldn't find replacement parts. Everything was discontinued and obsolete. So that's why we had to put in a brand new fireplace.
What brand fireplace did you put in?
It's a Travis 864 TRV.
The venting on this, is it up through the roof or is it out the back of the fireplace?
No, it goes up through the roof. The fireplace is almost in the middle of the house. We kind of almost have a square house. And I did call and ask the guys that put in the venting, the new venting, the angles and the length, and they told me that they went up, and all the two angles are going to be at 45 degrees. Initially from the fireplace, it goes up 12, then turns and goes 10 feet, and then up 10 feet to the roof, and the two angles are 45 degrees.
Where it goes through the roof, there's a rule called the 210 rule of chimney construction, which means that it has to be at least 2 feet above any part of the roof that's within a 10-foot radius. So if you were to kind of have a 10-foot string swing around that chimney, it has to be 2 feet above the roof at the closest part. Do you have the sense that the vent is tall enough where it comes through the roof?
Honestly, don't know.
So here's what I would do. I think that you've already, you know, talked enough to the installers and the folks that you bought this from. I would talk to the manufacturer. I would talk directly to the folks at Travis Industries. And their website is simply travisindustries.com, but they have a separate website for this particular fireplace brand. It's simply called fireplacex.com. I see the information on the 864. It looks like a beautiful unit, but I suspect this is in the venting. The problem is in the venting. And it may have to do with the type of vent they use or the installation of the vent or the height of the vent above the roof, perhaps being not tall enough. Because it sounds to me like what's happening is as the wind blows over that vent, you're getting this whistling noise, and it should be something that they could figure out and design around.
So the 2 foot above the roof line, what was that again?
Think of the chimney coming through the roof, right? If you were to go to the top of the chimney and go 10 feet in any direction, like a circle, that top of the chimney has to be at least 2 feet above any piece of the roof.
Okay.
All right. But I think you should probably work with the manufacturer on this, at least to try to figure out what the possible issues are. Because you certainly shouldn't be putting up with this. Okay.
All right. All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, bedroom renos are a popular home improvement project that can add value and perhaps some romance. But one common remodeling mistake can ruin both. Learn what that is when the Money Pit continues.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Where?
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
It's just really inspirational, the way Darlene looks at her job, the way she looks at leadership, and how she really just wants to help her family business. She really wants to, like, pass this on to the younger generations, and that's just an amazing way to view things.
Yeah. Do you think you have anything in common with Darlene?
She definitely seems like a people's person who likes talking to people a lot, and that's kind of what I see in her of myself.
So, Darlene, are there roles at Clemens Food Group for people like Lucia who are excellent communicators and want to help people out?
Absolutely. To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Should we officially shut down the Postal Service?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Postal Service had a monopoly in the United States, and it still couldn't make money? After the email revolution, they didn't change a thing. Should it be bought out by a big tech firm like Amazon?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on? You thinking about touching up some of the spots around your house that maybe need a little bit of work? Maybe doing some painting, some fix-ups, some patching, some planning for the days and the weeks ahead. Spring's almost here. So what project is on your to-do list? Swing it right over to ours when you call in those questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Heading up to New Hampshire, where we've got Russ on the line, who's dealing with some tricky electrical issues going on over there. What's happening?
Bought a new home 2 years ago when my wife and I moved here to retire. And for the same 2 years, a 3-switch light circuit in my hall leading from the kitchen to the bedroom work just fine. Any one of the three switches would turn the lights, the can ceilings on or off. And about a month ago, that stopped working such that the second and third light switch would only operate if the first light switch was in the down position. I've done some troubleshooting. I've replaced light switches, and when that didn't solve the problem, took them back out and put the old ones in. Can't get it to work properly and would like some guidance if you can think of some things that I should do before I spend a couple of $100 to get an electrician in the house.
Hey, Russ. Yeah, well, wiring a three-way switch is tricky enough. You've got a four-way switch. So the fact of the matter is that you could have a failure at any point in that wiring. It may not just be the switch itself. It might actually be at the fixture end or at a splice somewhere else. And if it's feeding multiple lights, like hi-hat lights in the ceiling, it could be at one of the lights, but not more of the lights. So I think in this case, you're wise to actually hire an electrician and trace out each part of the circuit until you figure out what's going on. The one thing I would do before that is just to double check to make sure you put the wiring back in the right place, because it's kind of tricky sometimes, and what I usually recommend is people take photographs before they do that. But if you rewired it correctly when you switched out those the switch that you thought was bad, then that's about all you can do, and I would go to a pro and get it straightened out.
Well, turning your primary bedroom into a luxurious suite is generally a great way to add value and maybe even a little romance into your life. But one common remodeling mistake can ruin both, because if you make this mistake, your partner's going to be so mad at you, there's going to be no special visits to that bedroom for a while.
Well, yes, and that mistake is this, knocking down the wall of an adjacent bedroom to combine it into the new primary bedroom suite. This can actually impact the value of your home negatively, since home value is largely based on the number of rooms. So whether you're adding space or not, using that space is the key to a lush primary bedroom, but think about how you use your bedroom or would you like to use your bedroom and plan it from there.
Yeah, you know, a reading nook, a personal gym, a cozy fireplace, those are all very popular upgrades, and some couples swear that adding his and her closets is just the boost that any marriage needs. Now, drapes and window dressings can also add ambiance like never before, as can updated lighting and dimmers. I love to add a beautiful sort of wall covering, maybe just on the headboard wall, just to give some detail and a little different look into the space. I do love a really beautiful light fixture. You can swap out nightstands for some really nice pieces of furniture with some beautiful lights in there. You don't have to spend a ton of money, a lush rug, maybe even just a place to sit. But a bedroom update can really make a huge difference in your everyday life.
Yeah, now's a great time to tackle this project. It's still a bit chilly outside, so why not make this the last project you're going to do before we throw open the windows and start to enjoy some spring?
Iris in Florida is on the line and has a question about a new countertop. Tell us about it.
Oh, hi. First and foremost, Leslie, let me tell you, I've loved listening to you and Tom for so many years. You're just, both of you are just so wonderful.
Thank you, Iris. We appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Well, my husband and I built our current home about 4 years ago. We did not upgrade the granite counters in the kitchen. We are now putting in a wonderful click-in waterproof vinyl planking throughout the entire house. And, of course, the counters are looking like they need to be upgraded as well.
What kind of counters do you have right now?
We currently have granite,
okay,
but we're very strongly favoring a quartz.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I mean, the cost is about the same. It's kind of a toss-up between those two products. The granite is probably a bit harder to take care of because it's more absorbent. It's the difference between, you know, solid stone and really engineered stone. I mean, the solid stone is what you have now, and engineered stone is what you would be getting.
We want to stay in this house fairly permanently, so... And we're pretty contemporary, and there's so many beautiful quartz patterns.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about style stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
So I think, Iris, the reason why I really do like quartz as a product, we put it in. My mom has a vacation home out on the east end of Long Island. My whole family shares it. And we had a big flood due to a pipe bursting a few years back, and we renovated everything in the house. And I mean, and we had Formica countertops, laminate countertops that, you know, from a gajillion years ago. And we, all of us loved the look of marble. but none of us wanted the maintenance of marble, so we ended up going with a quartz that looks just like a beautiful white marble. And it's gorgeous, it's durable, it's stain resistant. It, you know, you can put a hot pan on it and not worry about it. I mean, we try not to, but you can. So we all love it, and we ended up also doing one that has a concrete look for a surround to a fireplace. And we've all been happy. And I mean, this was trying to please three siblings and a mom. So, you know, we all struggled on picking the right thing, but I really do enjoy the quartz product. I mean, truly, I love marble. I love granite, but there is such a level of maintenance that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to take on that maintenance, it's just not going to stand up.
Well, it sounds like you made an excellent decision based on so many people to please. And since we were leaning so favorably toward it, I think I'm convinced. So thank you both so very much.
Yep, good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, big storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We've got some tips on how to check your house for damage, big and small, next. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this? For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. The
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, look around your house. Is there a project that you would love to take on? We can help. Reach out to us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button.
All right, we've got Brad on the line. Brad, what can we do with you today at the Money Pit?
I have a knee wall in our bedroom upstairs. I'm planning to box out the eaves. Now, the knee wall is currently insulated. And I was wondering, if I box out the eaves, do I need to remove the insulation from that wall? Because obviously I'm going to insulate above the box and the back of the box, but do I need to remove the insulation from the wall?
So this is the knee wall in the attic between the floor and the exterior?
Yes. And the knee wall, it splits the eaves from the bedroom.
Right. So the back of that wall is technically an exterior wall. So yes, that should be insulated.
If I box it out with sheetrock and insulate on the outside of that sheetrock area, should I remove the insulation from the wall? Because that wall is no longer now an exterior wall, or is it still an exterior wall?
So when you say so you remove it from the wall. So this short wall is on the other side of that, you would basically be an unfinished attic space, correct?
Yes, and if I finish it, yeah.
Right. You can't go wrong having insulation in that wall, because basically once you get to the other side of that, you'd have the rafter bays, right, the roof rafters. And so the roof rafters don't have insulation in them, but then you have the ceiling joists below that, and they would have insulation in them. So that adds to the exterior skin of the home. So yes, you do need to insulate the back of that.
Great. Okay. That's all I need to know.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, major weather events like snowstorms leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on.
That's right. So first, let's talk about foundations. Heavy accumulations of water, like after the snow melts, that can cause a home's foundation to weaken and fail. So check yours carefully along both the outdoor and the indoor sides, looking for areas that are cracked or bulging. And by the way, that can happen months after the storm as well. So just be aware of that. Cracks or bulges are a bad thing.
Now, next, you want to identify flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that has been underwater should definitely be replaced. Now, this includes outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in that water can damage those sensitive components, leading to malfunctions and potentially electrical fires.
Now let's talk about high winds. They can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your home, and they can leave damage in several areas. So, for example, check every side of your house from the ground up and check for loose siding, check for loose metal trim and loose soffits, and give special attention to your roof, because driving rain tends to push up under roof shingles, and that can also cause leaks. If you find loose flashing around chimneys and plumbing vents, that's another place that could lead to problems. So spot them. You can use the binoculars if you don't want to get up close with the ladder, and then get them fixed quickly before any type of bigger problem can form from that.
Now, there are some post-storm repairs that you can definitely handle on your own, but for bigger and more pervasive problems, it's best to call in the pros. Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck, but I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate, because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain.
I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar, you can get a redwood, you can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that, okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope, try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, stoves can be a real danger zone for kids. We're going to have tips on how to make stoves safe, including an important note about preventing stoves from tipping over after this.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 eat for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
No. That they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1964.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Reach out to us right now with your questions to 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them to MoneyPit.com/ask.
Janine wrote in saying, I've got a question about water filters. I've always used filtered water pitchers, but I've been thinking about getting a whole house water filter. What type of water would require one, and how long do these filters last?
Well, I mean, first off, a whole house water filter is basically just like that. It's a one-point filter right near the main or in line with the main that basically treats all of the water that comes into the house. Now, typically, some folks will use this if they have a municipal system, but they really want to get rid of the chlorine taste. That can happen at that water filter location. It can also be part of your private water system if you happen to have that kind of setup. But basically, it's a one-point system that's going to treat everything that kind of goes through it. Now, I have a whole house water filter on my home, so yeah, I think they're a good idea. But it's something you really want to have installed by a licensed master plumber and have your water tested at the same time to make sure you're getting the best filter that fits your needs. And it helps identify anything that you want to filter out at the same time as well.
You know, Ginny, I live in a town where there's a lot of question as to the integrity of the water that everybody's getting. Older lead pipes, what's in the water? Sometimes numbers come back elevated. So a lot of people are tending to get these whole home water filtration systems. I've seen them installed at a variety of price points. And here it's just a let's be safe and make sure that the water coming into the home has been cleaned and is removing any sort of any kind of problem that could cause a health risk. So there's a lot of reasons why people do it, and it's not just taste.
Well, stoves can be a real danger zone for kids. To help, Leslie's going to share tips on how to make your stove safe, including an important note about preventing stoves from tipping over in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, we've all seen how kids love to climb up things, and that apparently includes the oven door, right?
Oh, my gosh. My boys, you'd turn around, and they would love to open the door and sit on it or sit in the warming drawer. It was, like, ridiculous. But, yes, I mean, kids are fascinated with everything, and now add in something in the kitchen where you are and a door that flaps open, and suddenly it's super awesome. But you have some tips here to help you keep those kids safe. So, first of all, let's talk about accidental burns and fires. You want to make sure that your pot and pan handles are always turned away from the front of the stove where little kids can just kind of wander by. Maybe they can't quite reach them and they grab them and it falls over. Whenever possible, just use the back burners for cooking. It's an easy way to add an extra layer of safety. Now, another simple safety tip is to remove the stove knobs when you're not using them. Most of those knobs pop off super easy so you can clean everything and just store them in a nearby drawer because kids are curious. They're going to walk by. They're going to turn them. They're going to turn on a burner. They're going to start an oven. Or maybe they're just going to turn on the gas. So just be careful here. And don't forget to teach your kids to stay clear of the stove when both anybody, mom, dad, neighbor, whoever's over cooking, don't let them near it. Set those boundaries early because it really can go a long way toward keeping those kids safe. Now, if you're installing a new range, you want to make sure to attach those anti-tip brackets that come with it. These brackets anchor the stove to the wall or the floor and prevents it from tipping over if your kids are an oven door sitter, because some kids are. And believe me, I've seen a lot of pictures on social media, and it seems like a lot of kids like to do that. It is a very simple step that can prevent a serious accident. If you take these precautions, you can enjoy peace of mind while keeping your kitchen safe for the whole family.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, the most humid place in your home is probably your bathroom, which is why it often ends up as the moldiest place as well. And while there certainly is nothing like a good steamy shower, you need to know how to control that moisture in the bath, because too much bathroom moisture can cause paint to peel and mold to grow. But there are ways to prevent it. We'll explain the details on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello,
I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at Ultimate Sales Machine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. We are learning more about the death of a legendary actor.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
New Mexico Chief Medical Examiner Dr. Heather Jarrell says a rodent-borne disease took the life of his wife, Betsy Arakara, at their New Mexico home. Authorities also believe his wife was dead roughly 1 week before Hackman died. Police say one arrest has been made and at least two more likely in connection with the death of a 20-year-old college student in Louisiana following an off-campus fraternity hazing ritual. Caleb Wilson, an engineering junior at the Southern University, died late February. Police say Caleb McCray was arrested this week and now faces charges of manslaughter and criminal hazing. Authorities are investigating additional suspects and anticipate at least two more arrests in the case. Also at townhall.com, President Trump acknowledges that his trade policies could inflict some temporary economic pain. White House correspondent Greg Luxton.
On several occasions this past week, the president defended his embrace of tariffs while admitting there could be some negative repercussions.
There'll be a little disturbance. We're okay with that.
There'll always be a little short-term interruption. I don't think it's going to be big. There could be some disturbance, a little bit of disturbance.
Neither he nor his press secretary would predict how much economic pain there could be or for how long. But even as the stock market sank, the president predicted long-term economic success. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump says also he's strongly considering levying new sanctions and tariffs on Russia for its war against Ukraine. That comes after the president is increasing pressure on Ukraine to reach a deal. You'll find more of these stories, breaking news, and analysis at townhall.com.
Let me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Stephen Moore normally opposes tariffs, but says President Trump is likely to use them to great effect, considering his success in winning concessions from several foreign allies.
We know that free trade is the way to prosperity, but what Trump has done is put a new wrinkle in this, and what Trump is doing is saying, listen, we can negotiate better trade deals where we can force countries to do things that are in our interest as a nation.
Moore adds President Trump has come up with an innovative plan to bolster investment in U.S. car manufacturing.
He wants to lower the tax rate to 15% if things are made in America. And I love that idea. I think that'll bring a lot of jobs back to Cleveland, to Toledo, to, you know, Bakersfield, California, and Illinois. So I think that's a great idea.
Stephen Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. 2025 isn't the year for legalized sports betting in Georgia. Efforts to send a state constitutional amendment to voters has failed there. This is townhall.com. Wyoming's Federal Freedom Caucus is flexing its political muscle. With more, here is Keith Peters.
Freedom Caucus leaders in the Wyoming House of Representatives are claiming victory after a legislative session in which most of their priorities got passed. Wyoming's the first state where a Freedom Caucus has taken control of a state house chamber. Republican Governor Mark Gordon has signed three of the conservative lawmakers' top five bills into law. They include a steep property tax cut, a ban on diversity programs in government, and non-recognition of driver's licenses issued to unauthorized immigrants. Stricter voter registration and residency requirements still await Gordon's signature. Keith Peters reporting.
A winter storm has dumped heavy snow across northern Arizona, playing a major factor in a 15-mile backup on a major interstate. Big rigs and other vehicles were stalled on I-40 westbound between Flagstaff and Williams for at least an hour late Friday. More on these stories plus other news at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Feeling a wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Patty's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixins. It's the real deal. Tender corned beef, melt in your mouth cabbage, and that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Find your lucky feast Friday through Monday, St. Patty's Day weekend, at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company, a professional contemporary dance ensemble, for Precipice, a dance performance, on March 8th and 9th at Shasta College Theater. This moving dance production explores the precipices of life, the moments of change, uncertainty, courage, and hope. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by captivating dance and storytelling on March 8th at 7 p.m. and March 9th at 2 p.m. Get your tickets today by searching Commune Dance Company Precipice on Google, and it will take you right to our Eventbrite link.
Ed Robertson inviting you to join us for the next edition of TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on KCNR. We will play part two of our conversation with Pat Boone, plus we'll welcome Emmy Award-winning actress Louise Schaefer. Louise Schaefer, one of the stars of Ryan's Hope. That's TV Confidential, Saturday morning at 11 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
My original name,
So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do list, you can move it right on over to our to-do list by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or go to moneypit.com/ask and click the blue microphone button. And then it will be our to-do list, and we'll work with you to help you take the important steps you need to get it done right the first time. Hey, we got a great show planned for you. Coming up first, you know, adding a new and well-designed and organized laundry room is a super popular project. I think it doesn't matter what the economy, that's a project that always has value. It can really make doing the work of the laundry a lot easier. But there is one complication, and that is because laundry room remodels involve, let's think about this, plumbing, right, electrical work, carpentry work, and all of that, it really needs careful planning. So we're going to talk about how to plan out and tackle that project just ahead.
And turning your primary bedroom into a luxurious suite is generally a great way to add value and style, but a common remodeling mistake can make the effort worthless. We're going to walk you through what to do to spike up that luxury and the value just ahead.
And winter storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We're going to share tips on how to check your house for damage, both visible and invisible, in just a bit.
But first, whether you are doing or dreaming, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. So let us know what you are working on and how we can lend a hand. Here we are at Team Money Pit, standing by.
888-666-3974 is the phone number. Let's get started. Leslie, who's first?
Lisa in Michigan's on the line dealing with a humid bath. What's going on?
I have a energy efficient house that was built very tight, and they put in a exhaust fan in the bathroom to allow ventilation for the whole house. But I don't know if it's doing a correct job, and I've read some places where they say to leave it running all the time.
So the timer that's in the bathroom exhaust fan, first of all, that would be a very weird place to put whole house ventilation, by the way. That exhaust fan is probably just for your bathroom to take the moisture out of the bathroom. That would be more normal. Why do you think it's for the whole house?
It's not a whole house. They use it for ventilation because the house is so tight.
Well, it's taking air out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if the house is really tight, the ventilation would be where we add air back in, not where we take air out. We take air out, that's usually because we have damp moisture we want to get rid of. I'm pretty sure that what you're seeing in your bathroom is not for the entire house. I think it is just for a typical bathroom exhaust fan. And the timer on it is one that would, if it's set normally, it would be set for humidity. It might have a humidistat on it. So I don't think what you're seeing is for whole house ventilation. There would be a different type of fan that would be used for that. Is this in the bath ceiling?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not for the whole house.
Well, but I've read that that's what they're doing on some of these houses.
No, it might be just bad information that's getting passed around. That wouldn't make any sense whatsoever.
Okay.
All right.
Do I need to have some type of air exchange for a house that is...
Well, that's an architectural question, and it depends on how tight the house is and what the air changes per hour were designed to be. If it's any less than about 3/4 of an air change per hour, then you probably do need to have some replacement air ventilation in it. But I would ask your builder or your HVAC contractor that question, and then they can discuss the options for that. The trick is that you want to be able, if you're going to bring in fresh air, you want to do it through something called an air-to-air heat exchanger, so that if it's you're exhausting stale air, but you're recovering the BTUs that were used to heat that air, so you're not getting rid of the heat. It's kind of like a radiator where it's passing it from bad air to the good air on the way in, so you're sort of preheating that air that's coming in from the outside using the heat that was in the stale air. That's why it's called an air-to-air heat exchanger, because it exchanges the air, but it traps the heat or the cool. Okay? So good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Tom in Tennessee is on the line and needs some help with a porch. Tell us what you're working on.
Well, I just bought the house maybe 2 months ago. It has a screened-in back porch with different various sizes of stone. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but it has cement in between them.
Yep.
And it's a smooth porch. And when it rains or when the humidity is high, we have a layer of water on the porch. And I know the roof is not leaking because we have a table and chairs and they're not wet. And I don't understand where that water could be coming from.
Well, if it's not because of gravity, so if it's not falling, that means it's being drawn up into the slab from somewhere underneath that. So that usually means that there's water collecting somewhere around that perimeter of that porch area, and it's saturating that concrete and that stone, and it's sucking it right up and condensing on the surface.
Yeah, that sounds possible.
So then what you do for that is you try to identify the source of the moisture. It could be grading in gutters. It could be soil that's sloping into the wall, not sloping away enough. And you try to dry that up as much as possible. I suspect it's going to change. You know, right now it's not that high. It's fairly damp, a lot of rain. You know, we get into the warmer summer months. It's not something you're going to see every day. But I could understand that in certain periods of the year with a certain amount of precipitation that this would be common if that rainwater is not properly managed.
Okay. I don't think it's the downspouts, because I've checked those, and the only possibility could be the drainage on the outside of the porch.
Mm-hmm. How far away from the wall are the downspouts extended?
Well, there's actually one at the corner of the screened-in porch, but there's no water at that corner. The water is mainly in the middle of the porch itself.
Well, see, here's the thing about water. It's not always logical. You can have it, you can have a malfunctioning downspout or water that's piling towards one corner and then have it show up 10 feet away, 20 feet away. I've seen that happen on a frighteningly regular basis because that's the way the water behaves. I would tell you this, make sure the downspouts are at least 6 feet from the house. Don't let them come out 1 or 2 feet like most of them do. Get that water well away. Even if you have to just throw some extensions, some leader extensions on those spouts for a few weeks to see if it has an effect. Just get that water away from those corners and regrade it so it slopes away, and then let's see what happens.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tom. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, adding a new, well-designed and organized laundry room is a very popular project these days that can make laundry a lot easier and less stressful to do.
That's right, but because the laundry room remodels involve plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry, it's a job that maybe might be left best to a pro. We're going to share some tips on how to tackle that job the right way in just a bit.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Need some help turning your home improvement dreams into reality? Well, whether you are redesigning your space, repairing a leak, or adding value to your home, the Money Pit Podcast has the answers you need. Subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast. June in Alaska's on the line with a question about tiles cracking on the floor. How can we help you today?
I was listening to your wonderful program, and when you got to the part about the in-floor heat, we have a lot of that here in our area. the in-floor heating.
Yes.
And I love it. However, our home is only 10 years old. It's you know, it's fairly new. But I've noticed my bathroom floors, they have ceramic tile.
Okay.
And we have some hairline cracks in them.
Mm, yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to replace them. But when I do that, I want to know how to have the people do it properly.
Right.
So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so I think you may have heard us talking to the representative from Schluter Systems. You're referring to the remote show that I did up in Newton, Massachusetts with all of the guys at This Old House. And we were talking about one of the products they put in, which is a product called Ditra. And Ditra is a membrane that goes under tile, and it does just that. It prevents cracking. But now they have Ditra where they've combined it with a heating system. So you can have an electric floor underneath your tile, and you know that the tile is going to be both warm and it will not crack. So it's a really cool product, very effective, and I really hate to get the calls from folks that are asking me how to stop the floors from cracking because there's no easy answer. It's happening because the floor wasn't put down correctly to begin with. But now you can put down this Ditra product with the heating system built in. There's a Wi-Fi thermostat that's available for it, and you've got all the parts in one place. So I would definitely encourage you to look into that when you're ready to do the floor. Just look for those Schluter Systems, their website, and it's pretty obvious. It's called Ditra Heat. They've been making products for pros that install tile for a long, long time, and that's why the guys at This Old House use them for so many of those critical bathroom projects there. All right, Jen, good luck with that project.
Love your program.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, heading over to North Carolina, where John's got a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Hey, so this is just a follow-up question to what I had for y'all before. I called in about spray-in foam, and y'all said that, you know, for your house, 1896 home or something, older home, you've got spray foam.
Yeah.
So for that house, you said you had the spray. What I was just wondering was, I talked a little bit more to the person that wants to do the work on my house, and they said there was two different types of closed cell and open cell, and I just didn't know. I was wondering if you knew what was in your house, if it was open or closed cell, and if there was one that was better than the other. I guess that was pretty much my main question.
Well, closed cell spray foam can be applied at a lower temperature, as low as, I think, about 5 degrees. It's also a stronger foam. So sometimes if you're concerned about shift in a wall, what's called a racking strength, you use a closed cell. It's also got a higher R value per inch, so it's a little more energy efficient. And it's resistant to vapor transfer, so it has lower vapor permanence, it's called. Also can reject any water, like in leaks. It's not really damaged by that. Open cell spray foam is at a significantly lower cost than closed cell, and you can get a greater R value if you're not restricted by space. In other words, if you got room for the stuff to expand. But it's a little more of a hydrophobic material, and it's going to also be a good air barrier and an insulating material as well. So those are kind of the differences. It really depends on what you're trying to achieve. I think in my home, I have both. I have closed cell down in the crawl space where there's more potential moisture, and open cell up in the attic space.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I really appreciate you all letting me call in again to ask a follow-up question. I love your program. So thank you so much for calling me, guys.
All right. Take care. Good luck with that project.
Well, adding a new, well-designed, and organized laundry room to your home is a very popular project that can make laundry a lot easier and less stressful to do.
Yes, but while a laundry room makeover may be a small space remodeling project, it requires smart planning to get it done, and the help of some skilled pros to handle the plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry you're not tackling yourself.
Yeah, the first thing, though, you have to think about is location. You can build a laundry room into something as small as a closet or as large as a utility room, a spare bedroom, or the basement. But you have to think through the location possibilities, so consider things like the distance between the laundry area and the bedrooms. I mean, this is really where the laundry piles up. So the greater the distance, the farther you have to travel back and forth to get that laundry done, the more of a pain in the butt it is. Get it? Now, the distance to the utilities. Does the laundry area already have access? access to plumbing and electrical connections? If not, how far do they need to be run? Is there a way to run an exhaust for that dryer vent? And for gas dryers, what about a gas line? Utility connections can be costly to run, so picking that spot that's got easy access can definitely impact those costs.
You know, there's a generational thing here that talks about laundry room access, because a lot of homes, say homes that were built like maybe the 50s and 60s, they always had those laundry rooms in the basement, right, or the first floor somewhere, like sort of an outside room almost. And that was typical, but that meant you had to carry all the laundry up and down the stairs every single time. I mean, my house, our washer and dryer were on an area that used to be a porch that was sort of converted to living space, but it was like off the kitchen, and it was about the farthest from the bedrooms as you could possibly get. And so one of the first remodeling projects I did was move it all upstairs, and now we have to walk about 3 feet.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
The blast behind the fireplace. We've called the installers, and they had a wind guard made and came out just a few months ago and put it up by the new cap, and the noise is still there. I hear it almost every single day.
Yeah. Hey, is this gas fireplace, this is completely brand new, or this was like a masonry fireplace that was converted to gas?
No, it the fireplace and all the venting is brand new. When we had the house built 12 years ago, that fireplace went out about a year or so ago, mm-hmm. and we couldn't find replacement parts. Everything was discontinued and obsolete, so that's why we had to put in a brand new fireplace.
What brand fireplace did you put in?
It's a Travis 864 TRV.
The venting on this, is it up through the roof or is it out the back of the fireplace?
No, it goes up through the roof. The fireplace is almost in the middle of the house. We kind of okay. almost have a square house. Okay. And I did call and ask the guys that put in the new venting, the angles and the length, and they told me that they went up, and all the two angles are going to be at 45 degrees. Initially from the fireplace, it goes up 12, then turns and goes 10 feet, and then up 10 feet to the roof, and the two angles are 45 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Where it goes through the roof, there's a rule called the 210 rule of chimney construction, which means that it has to be at least 2 feet above any part of the roof that's within a 10-foot radius. So if you were to kind of have a 10-foot string swing around that chimney, it has to be 2 feet above the roof at the closest part. Do you have the sense that the vent is tall enough where it comes through the roof?
Honestly, don't know.
So here's what I would do. I think that you've already, you know, talked enough to the installers and the folks that you bought this from. I would talk to the manufacturer. I would talk directly to the folks at Travis Industries. And their website is simply travisindustries.com, but they have a separate website for this particular fireplace brand. It's simply called fireplacex.com. I see the information on the 864. It looks like a beautiful unit, but I suspect this is in the venting. The problem is in the venting. And it may have to do with the type of vent they use or the installation of the vent, or the height of the vent above the roof perhaps being not tall enough, because it sounds to me like what's happening is as the wind blows over that vent, you're getting this whistling noise, and it should be something that they could figure out and design around.
So the 2 foot above the roof line. What was that again?
Think of the chimney coming through the roof, right? If you were to go to the top of the chimney and go 10 feet in any direction, like a circle,
uh-huh.
that top of the chimney has to be at least 2 feet above any piece of the roof.
Okay.
All right. But I think you should probably work with the manufacturer on this, at least to try to figure out what the possible issues are. Because you certainly shouldn't be putting up with this, okay?
All right. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, bedroom renos are a popular home improvement project that can add value and perhaps some romance. But one common remodeling mistake can ruin both. Learn what that is when the Money Pit continues. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. The devastating Los Angeles wildfires have left many families grappling with significant loss and uncertainty. Soldiers Angels is working directly with the Los Angeles VA and local military units to provide critical support to veterans, service members, and their families who have been directly impacted by this disaster. Soldiers Angels is stepping in to provide essential items and support to these families during this incredibly difficult time. Furthermore, thousands of National Guard and Reserve service members have been activated to assist in disaster relief efforts, with more expected to join in the coming weeks. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
My message to veterans, active duty, retired, is that really seriously look at the VA home loan program. I've done it 3 times now, so I'm a repeat customer. We found a house here that we felt would be a great environment for our children to grow up in. It has been transformational to my family.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/home loans.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
It's just really inspirational, the way Darlene looks at her job, the way she looks at leadership, and how she really just wants to help her family business. She really wants to, like, pass this on to the younger generations, and that's just an amazing way to view things.
Yeah. Do you think you have anything in common with Darlene?
She definitely seems like a people's person who likes talking to people a lot, and that's kind of what I see in her of myself.
So, Darlene, are there roles at Clemens Food Group for people like Lucia who are excellent communicators and want to help people out?
Absolutely. To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Should we officially shut down the Postal Service?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Postal Service had a monopoly in the United States, and it still couldn't make money? After the email revolution, they didn't change a thing. Should it be bought out by a big tech firm like Amazon?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hey, what are you guys working on? You thinking about touching up some of the spots around your house that maybe need a little bit of work? Maybe doing some painting, some fix-ups, some patching, some planning for the days and the weeks ahead. Spring's almost here. So what project is on your to-do list? Swing it right over to ours when you call in those questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Heading up to New Hampshire, where we've got Russ on the line, who's dealing with some tricky electrical issues going on over there. What's happening?
Bought a new home 2 years ago when my wife and I moved here to retire. And for the same 2 years, a three-switch light circuit in my hall leading from the kitchen to the bedroom worked just fine. Any one of the three switches would turn the lights, the can ceilings, on or off. And about a month ago, that stopped working such that the second and third light switch would only operate if the first light switch was in the down position. I've done some troubleshooting. I've replaced light switches, and when that didn't solve the problem, took them back out and put the old ones in. Can't get it to work properly and would like some guidance if you can think of some things that I should do before I spend a couple of $100 to get an electrician in the house.
Hey, Russ, yeah, well, wiring a three-way switch is tricky enough. You've got a four-way switch, so the fact of the matter is that you could have a failure at any point in that wiring. It may not just be the switch itself. It might actually be at the fixture end or at a splice somewhere else. And if it's feeding multiple lights, like hi-hat lights in the ceiling, it could be at one of the lights, but not more of the lights. So I think in this case, you're wise to actually hire an electrician and trace out each part of the circuit until you figure out what's going on. The one thing I would do before that is just to double check to make sure you put the wiring back in the right place, because it's kind of tricky sometimes, and what I usually recommend is people take photographs before they do that. But if you rewired it correctly when you switched out those the switch that you thought was bad, then that's about all you can do, and I would go to a pro and get it straightened out.
Well, turning your primary bedroom into a luxurious suite is generally a great way to add value and maybe even a little romance into your life. But one common remodeling mistake can ruin both, because if you make this mistake, your partner's going to be so mad at you, there's going to be no special visits to that bedroom for a while.
Well, yes, and that mistake is this: knocking down the wall of an adjacent bedroom to combine it into the new primary bedroom suite. This can actually impact the value of your home negatively, since home value is largely based on the number of rooms. So whether you're adding space or not, using that space is the key to a lush primary bedroom, but think about how you use your bedroom, or would you like to use your bedroom and plan it from there?
Yeah, you know, a reading nook, a personal gym, a cozy fireplace, those are all very popular upgrades, and some couples swear that adding his and her closets is just the boost that any marriage needs. Now, drapes and window dressings can also add ambiance like never before, as can updated lighting and dimmers. I love to add a beautiful sort of wall covering, maybe just on the headboard wall, just to give some detail and a little different look into the space. I do love a really beautiful light fixture. You can swap out nightstands for some really nice pieces of furniture with some beautiful lights in there. You don't have to spend a ton of money, a lush rug, maybe even just a place to sit. But a bedroom update can really make a huge difference in your everyday life.
Yeah, now's a great time to tackle this project. It's still a bit chilly outside, so why not make this the last project you're going to do before we throw open the windows and start to enjoy some spring?
Iris in Florida is on the line and has a question about a new countertop. Tell us about it.
Oh, hi. First and foremost, Leslie, let me tell you, I've loved listening to you and Tom for so many years. You're just, both of you are just so wonderful.
Thank you, Iris. We appreciate that.
You're most welcome. Well, my husband and I built our current home about 4 years ago. We did not upgrade the granite counters in the kitchen. We are now putting in a wonderful click-in waterproof vinyl planking throughout the entire house. And, of course, the counters are looking like they need to be upgraded as well.
What kind of counters do you have right now?
We currently have granite, okay. But we're very strongly favoring a quartz.
Okay.
So what do you think?
I mean, the cost is about the same. It's kind of a toss-up between those two products. The granite is probably a bit harder to take care of because it's more absorbent. It's the difference between, you know, solid stone and really engineered stone. I mean, the solid stone is what you have now, and engineered stone is what you would be getting.
We want to stay in this house fairly permanently, so... And we're pretty contemporary, and there's so many beautiful quartz patterns.
Yep.
What are your thoughts about style stone?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff.
So I think, Iris, the reason why I really do like quartz as a product, we put it in. My mom has a vacation home out on the east end of Long Island. My whole family shares it. And we had a big flood due to a pipe bursting a few years back, and we renovated everything in the house. And I mean, and we had Formica countertops, laminate countertops that, you know, from a gajillion years ago. And we, all of us loved the look of marble, but none of us wanted the maintenance of marble. So we ended up going with a quartz that looks just like a beautiful white marble. And it's gorgeous. It's durable. It's stain resistant. It, you know, you can put a hot pan on it and not worry about it. I mean, we try not to, but you can. So we all love it. And we ended up also doing one that has a concrete look for a surround to a fireplace. And we've all been happy. And I mean, this was trying to please three siblings and a mom. So, you know, we all struggled on picking the right thing, but I really do enjoy the quartz product. I mean, truly, I love marble. I love granite, but there is such a level of maintenance that goes along with it. And if you're not willing to take on that maintenance, it's just not going to stand up.
Well, it sounds like you made an excellent decision based on so many people to please. And since we were leaning so favorably toward it, I think I'm convinced. So thank you both so very much.
Yep, good luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful when it's done.
Thanks so much, Tom. Take care.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, big storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We've got some tips on how to check your house for damage, big and small, next.
You live in a money pit.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this? For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and...
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Yeah.
Right. You can't go wrong having insulation in that wall, because basically once you get to the other side of that, you'd have the rafter bays, right? The roof rafters. And so the roof rafters don't have insulation in them, but then you have the ceiling joists below that and they would have insulation in them. So that adds to the exterior skin of the home. So yes, you do need to insulate the back of that.
Great. Okay. That's all I need to know.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Well, major weather events like snowstorms leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on.
That's right. So first, let's talk about foundations. Heavy accumulations of water, like after the snow melts, that can cause a home's foundation to weaken and fail. So check yours carefully along both the outdoor and the indoor sides, looking for areas that are cracked or bulging. And by the way, that can happen months after the storm as well. So just be aware of that. Cracks or bulges are a bad thing.
Now, next, you want to identify flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that has been underwater should definitely be replaced. Now, this includes outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in that water can damage those sensitive components, leading to malfunctions and potentially electrical fires.
Now let's talk about high winds. They can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your home, and they can leave damage in several areas. So, for example, check every side of your house from the ground up and check for loose siding, check for loose metal trim and loose soffits, and give special attention to your roof because driving rain tends to push up under roof shingles, and that can also cause leaks. If you find loose flashing around chimneys and plumbing vents, that's another place that could lead to problems. So spot them. You can use the binoculars if you don't want to get up close with the ladder, and then get them fixed quickly before any type of bigger problem can form from that.
Now, there are some post-storm repairs that you can definitely handle on your own, but for bigger and more pervasive problems, it's best to call in the pros.
Now we've got Paula from Arkansas on the line. How can we help you?
Well, I was looking for a sealer for my deck. But I also wanted it stained. I don't want it looking like the wood, the original wood. I think it's pine. And I'd like to have it something to match the trim of our home.
Okay.
I'd like a stain and a sealer all in one, if that's possible.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you don't have to buy these things separate because exterior stains are just that. They are sealers and stains in one. What you need to know about it, Paula, is that you're going to have different choices on the transparency or the translucentness of the stain itself. Because you can buy a clear stain, which is just that. It doesn't have any color. Or you can buy semi-transparent, which is sort of a medium amount. Or you can buy solid color, which is completely opaque, although the grain will show through. You won't have any differentiation in grade. Semi-transparent will give you some differentiation. So you want to buy a good quality exterior stain. I would recommend solid color because it lasts a lot longer. And in terms of which color you choose, there's lots of options. You can get, you know, a cedar. You can get a redwood. You can get sort of a nice sort of charcoal gray. All the major manufacturers have a good selection of colors with that product. Most importantly, you need to do a good job on the prep. You'll follow the manufacturer's instructions, but generally you're going to want to pressure wash the deck and wait a few days of sunny weather so it dries out really nicely, and then you can apply the solid color stain after that. Okay?
Okay, so this is a stain.
It's a stain. It's an exterior stain. Don't get confused by looking for two products, okay? It's one product, exterior deck stain. It seals and stains together, okay?
Okay, I was trying to confuse you, but I guess I can't.
Nope. Try harder. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Up next, stoves can be a real danger zone for kids. We're going to have tips on how to make stoves safe, including an important note about preventing stoves from tipping over after this.
You live in a body pit.
I answered the call. Together, we fought for our nation and its people. And even though I no longer wear the uniform, I am still a Marine. My service has come full circle. I will continue to support my country and my community. Then and now, Semper Fidelis remains my promise. Always faithful, always Marine.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio. If you want to know what's coming down the line for the United States, do remember, personnel is policy. Also, we'll find out just how much of a split there is between the U.S. and Europe over the Russia-Ukraine war. All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student, restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.